It's Laura, the pet psychic. How are you?
Excited.
Oh, awesome. I'm so sorry for calling you late. I'm later than normal, so I'm sorry about that. You've been waiting for me.
That's fine.
Thanks. Okay, so what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna read your file and then I'm gonna ask you some questions and then I'll explain to you more of how this all works.
Okay.
Cute little scoops. Too young. This is like such a handsome picture of him. It's like ridiculous how cute it
Every picture of him is handsome.
is. So cute. My dog turns 8 tomorrow. I don't like to think of them going. So
Oh
cute.
no. Yeah,
Yeah.
he was 8.
I know, it's so young. I'm trying to communicate with Scoops myself and don't know if it's real or not. It's totally real. If like you feel it, like even a little bit, it's real. I hope Scoops understands why we chose to put him through radiation treatments. Oh God, he got cancer. Finally, why we chose
He
to
had a brain
euthanize.
tumor.
Oh, he did. Oh, bummer. After exposing him to all the discomfort, okay. The Scoops forgive me for the pain he felt exposing him to radiation treatment just to use him. Oh, so did you not have any, did you not get any, relief after the radiation treatment? It didn't shrink it a little bit?
It did a little, but he had like nerve damage, and his quality of life was really bad.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's so sad. Okay, what can I do to honor your spirit? Things you like that I do in memory in you. What is heaven like for you? What are you doing and experiencing? Okay, cool. Is there anything else that you want to ask him or tell him or anything else that came up for
Not
you?
at the moment.
Okay,
No,
cool.
I'm more interested in what he has to say.
Okay, cool. Okay. Okay, let me get him. Hold on. I'm just creating where I'm writing. Give me one second. I gotta just save where the document's going. Okay, great. Did I tell you this? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a hold of him and tell him that I'm a human who's on the phone with you and that I can hear him. And why that's neat, because I can ask him questions for you and he can answer. And then also he can ask you questions or tell you anything that he wants. And just so you know, it's going to be quiet for a little while and you might hear me typing. You might also hear me whispering, which is me just speaking with him. Then when I come back, I'll read to you what he said and we can go back and forth. The only thing that I ask of you is that if you have any background noise, just put the phone on mute just because it distracts me and pulls me away. And then at the end of the session, I'm going to email you out my notes so you have them.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, awesome. Hold on. So cute. I love this picture when he's like smiling. you did, honey. Oh, buddy. My goodness. A sweater vest? Do you have a child?
No.
I hear like someone screaming in the background. Is that a baby kid?
Oh, no one's here. It may be out in the street.
Oh my God, are you serious? I hear like in the background. I thought like someone was like playing and like I could hear them like screaming, maybe.
Really?
Okay.
No, I don't hear that.
You don't hear it? Maybe it was like
No.
a cross line or something. Okay, doesn't matter though. I just heard it like right when I came back, I heard them like scream, so that's what I thought. Okay. He says, "My mom is my best friend, and best friends like always stay together. It's like they have this special bond that they feel at any given moment. I try to be my goofy self and jump up on the bed with my mom or smother her with face squishes and kisses, and I try to do that a lot. Do you feel that?
No.
Did he used to do that in life?"
Yeah, he used to sit on me and like squish me down so I can't get up.
So funny. So maybe what's happening is like, are you ever remembering that? Like, and like kind of, I think that's what's happening. He's coming and he's placing that memory in your mind and you're picking it up. You just don't know that it's him visiting you. He says, "I also try to do my kicking fun things when she rubs my belly." So I think like you're rubbing his belly and his legs are going crazy.
Yeah, well, he kicks me sometimes.
Yeah, that's what he's saying that he does. I love that he's doing it in spirit, which is even funnier, I think, with you. He says, "I can still smell her so good. Even when I felt like I smelled yucky from the cancer and the radiation, I could still smell my mom's sweetness." So cute. "I always smell her still. It was the best feeling. I wanted to fight. I had bad headaches," and he's saying that he wanted to, that wasn't clear when I just read it, but he wanted to fight the cancer with the radiation. He says, "I wanted to fight. I had bad headaches and light hurt my eyes really bad, but I wanted to give it a try. And sometimes I got really nauseous and I wanted to eat hamburger meat dinner, but I was like, ouch in my belly." Oh, poor boy. Do you know what hamburger meat dinner is?
Yeah, he got like ground turkey a lot,
That's what it is, the
steak,
ground
steak, and
turkey.
he got good steak sometimes.
Yeah. just that way. I think it's the ground turkey that I saw that I thought was
Yes, I
hamburger
know
meat.
sometimes.
That's what it is. I want my mom to know that in heaven I'm fast and I can jump over anything. I am the fast bounciest dog. I'm the fastest bounciest dog here.
Nice.
And I also have a super slender body for propelling myself through heaven. So he's got his doggy though in life. Does mom want a puppy? Because I could come back to her if she wanted. I feel sometimes that happening already. So he says he kind of feels it. Do you have a puppy already?
No, but I was wondering. I was watching your reincarnation video on
Oh,
YouTube,
cool.
and I
Yeah,
was
he's.
wondering if he would say anything about it.
Yep. But I want my mom to know that I like to sit in the front seat of cars. And I also like to have.
See,
That's what he says.
you can't sit in the front seat.
He's so big in this picture anyway. Like he would be falling off the front seat. Maybe.
What? Sometimes, yeah, I'd put him in the driver's seat and take pictures of him like as if he's driving.
Oh, that's what he's talking about then. Oh, how funny is that? Oh, cute. Cute. Cutesy. So he just wants to come back and do all the old things that you guys did. And I also like to have blankets to roll around in. And I also like to feel warm sometimes. So to have a sweater vest. Do you know what that
Yeah, he it's we're in Massachusetts, so it's cold out here, so we put a jacket on him.
Like a jacket. Yeah. I thought it was funny that he said a sweater vest. I was wondering if he had a sweater.
No, it was like a felt.
Oh yeah, that
So
makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, like a oh, that's cool. Mom, I love you. I love you so much. So cute. So, have you heard me on YouTube talk about like how they reside at a high frequency? Have you? Yeah. So, I think, 'cause you know what's so interesting is like, okay, so sometimes when I'm talking to them in spirit, you can feel like their sadness that they're gone sometimes, and they're like, it's still a high frequency of energy, but you can feel like, you just feel like, yeah, that sucked, right? That I went through that. But with him, he's so joyful and so like it's like extreme joy. That I feel that the coming back to you will feel very evident like that. It will feel very like his goofiest self. So I kind of want you to pay attention to like signs and synchronicities and things that sort of just fall into place because I think him coming back will just feel fun. Does that make sense?
It does, because sometimes like I'll ask like, Scoops, are you with me? And I will start laughing.
So that's it. You could practice and be like, kind of close your eyes and then see if you see anything, or like, do I feel anything with the fun, or like, see if you can surrender in that and get like more information because you're getting like, that's so cool. It's so awesome. So, where did you get Scoop from when you got him?
A pet store in the mall.
Kind of don't want to do that again. Was it like a rescue? Or was it like
No,
a.
no. Well, the thing, it was like I had a vision of I saw a boxer just like him at a dog park one day, and I was there with another dog, but I looked at him and I fell in love with this other dog. I'm like, wow, if I ever got another dog, I'd get one just like that. So we
Oh.
were m me and my ex were saying we were gonna get a boxer, and I said, let me find him. I know exactly what I want him to look like. So I was hunting, and then well, that's where he ended up being.
Oh, see, so then it's really cool because what happened is that he came, right? Like he came to you and was like, and had you meet that boxer, right? Because he was coming to you.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Yeah, so it's gonna feel very similar. Scoop, don't come back to a pet store this time, honey, because that's like, not the best breeders
Yeah, I
who
was
give their
looking
dogs
at
pet.
breeders, but I like it, he wasn't there. He was at a well, he was from a breeder in Missouri, and then
Yeah, which is like the puppy mill capital of the world. But
yeah, well.
So
Or
to yeah, so like I know, so you were supposed to get him. I'm not judging that you got him, right? Like you were supposed to get him. That was like 100%. But this time, maybe he'll come back to another breeder, to a breeder who, you know, is really conscious of what they're breeding, and so he'll live longer.
yeah.
Right? So I think I would start looking.
Already?
Yeah, I do. I think I would start kind of putting the feelers out.
Well, I don't know, 'cause like I would I'm like I just love the way he looked, and I don't know if he'd be a boxer again, to even, or if he'd still be a boy. Would he? I don't know.
I kind of think he'd still be a boy. And I kind of feel like
Yeah.
he'd be a boxer because everything he's kind of talking about is very boxer personality, right? Like bouncy and like, I mean, a lab too, I guess, but I kind of still feel boxer. One of the things you have
Yeah.
to think about with like them looking alike, you can put it out there and they can co-manifest with you and you can be like, yeah, I really want you to look like you. But maybe the reason why he said he's gonna like he's more slender running through space, because maybe he's gonna be more slender in life when he comes back. If you have to forfeit anything, you want to forfeit look over health, right? So you want to tell the universe that you want him to look like him, but if he comes back to another breeder and like he tries and he doesn't look exactly like that, but he's in a healthy body and he feels like him, you're not going to care.
Yeah, health is most important, because he wasn't that healthy at the end of the life.
Yeah, right. So that's the most important, is that he's healthy. And like cancer is in the line of boxers, like it's in the Goldens and like it's very common. So if you can find a good breeder who's doing their testing, you'll have less likely chance of your dog getting cancer.
I feel like he'll let me know.
Did you hear that, Scoop?
He's gotta let me know.
Ta-da, tulips bloom. I'm trying to figure this out here. He died last July. So he's saying, Mom, letting you know is like now, because the leaves were falling and now the ground is being nurtured and ta-da, tulips bloom. Ta-da, tulips bloom. It kind of makes me feel like he's coming back by spring.
Wow.
But the leaves were falling. I mean, if they won't, I guess, would that be right? I don't know. I got to figure that out because I forget how long gestation is. But if the leaves were falling and the mom got pregnant then.
I think it's like 3, 4 months for the adult.
They're pregnant and then you're looking at 4 weeks till they're ready, right? To come, like 8 to 10 weeks till they're ready to come home.
Yeah. Is he thinking this spring?
Yes, he says.
Oh my
Yes.
God. I have a question for him. I
Yeah.
wanted to ask his daddy to be on the call, but he's sick, so does he have a message for his daddy?
Yeah, do you have a message for dad? What do you mean? What do you mean, your sister? Really? He says, yeah, you can have my sister. I'll go to mom and you have my sister, and then we can all be together still. Daddy needs a girl. So he's saying that's interesting. Would your ex want another dog?
Probably.
Are you guys that good friends still that like you guys would hang out with like the dogs?
No. Well, with the dogs, maybe with the dogs. Because when we broke up, it was just all about the dogs. We would do it for dogs.
He says, Daddy needs a girl. I feel like they should get dogs from the same litter. And Daddy, there's another special soul for him. And I also want to tell my dad, sometimes I sit outside the shower and I try to put my paw prints and rain marks and marks in the shower for you.
Oh my God, really?
That's interesting. Did he go near the shower with Chad?
I don't know. I don't know what they did.
Mom, where are you again? Did you say Massachusetts?
Yeah.
He says, Mom, I feel like it's important that you start looking now and look as far up as Maine.
Okay.
Did you felt come across any breeders in Maine?
No, I
It's so interesting. Wait, do you know?
But he's gonna be a boxer, right?
Yeah, totally a boxer. Cause he says, do you know the songs that we used to dance to? I still dance to them. Mom, totally a boxer, because I loved being me.
Yeah, sometimes I put would be in the car and we just like I don't know if he would be dancing,
So
but
cute.
jam out. Yeah, I'd always play music and then, oh, you know what? Sometimes I grabbed his paws and we'd dance. Like I would try to dance with him on 2 feet with his paws.
Oh my God, so cute. I googled Maine boxers and there's like so many of them.
Yeah, he's gonna have to be more specific.
What else about the breeder? Do you know what else? You said as far up as Maine. Do you know anything else? You know that tulips are important. What do you think this means? I also know that when you're coffee colored, you sparkle more in the sun. What do you think he means by that? Because like the boxers are like what, how many colors are they? They're, oh, maybe he's talking about that fawn color.
A fawn. Oh, he'll be a fawn, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, because that's more kind of coffee color, right? And that would be more, I wouldn't think it's that red. Like, I don't think it's that red that he's talking. That's not coffee, you know?
I think he means fawn because there's fawn and then there's brindle and then like there's white and black.
Yeah. Wait.
Fawn color, like ask him like the color Shelby was, there was a boxer named Shelby who was a fawn. He knows her.
Like Shelby, the girl boxer? Like, you'd be like, look. She was beautiful. Like, divinely beautiful. Yeah.
Ooh.
Her soul had a lot of good qualities. And her soul had a lot of good qualities to it. Do you still know them? Who owns her?
No, we just saw them at the dog park. They'd always play.
Yeah, because I was almost going to say, maybe you should go around when they used to go and see if you know her breeder.
Oh, what does he think of Cutie, his friend Cutie?
What was Cutie look like?
The Wheaton Terrier.
Oh. Did you hear that noise? Did you just hear a noise then?
There's a wind. Yeah, the wind is howling.
Wind. Oh, my God. I thought it was like, at first I thought it was a kid screaming. Then I thought it was a dog howling. But that was wind is what it is. How funny. He says that dog was super fun, too. But I had a serious side that was not as goofy as me. I'm wondering if mom has an idea for a trip and training for when I come back. I was thinking that I could learn to sleep under the covers. And sometimes I feel that when I come back, mom will know me because her heart will skip a beat like she saw me the last time.
Oh, that's how I'll know him. Yeah, he wants to sleep under the covers.
Which is so funny because I see him like kicking and stuff. I get like, what are you? Did your heart skip a beat when you first saw him?
Yeah.
So cool.
I knew. I was like, that's him. That's my dog.
I think you need to start looking. I would start looking.
Any more hints about tulips and mane?
Yes. And I also would just start looking, and I don't know if you come across a dog that kind of feels like him and he was born like closer to when he passed away, I wouldn't rule it out, because there's something about him that just, he feels to me like he's close. But I also like am picking up from you, like you don't feel him close, right? So that's kind of interesting. So I don't know if you don't, and I trust the way you feel. So I don't know if you don't feel him close because he's just not, he's not circling in your world yet, and you'll know it like when he's circled in your world, or if it's, yeah, like why you don't, or maybe he's just not back, like he's not back yet, right? And so you'll know it when he is, like you'll feel it, and I'm just feeling it more because he's like so talking about it strong. But I would definitely start looking, and like the signs will take you just like it took you last time.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious
Yeah.
then.
And also you said that like you were looking at breeders and you didn't see it and then you found him, right? Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Because I was looking, I was like, nah. And then, yep, that's the one. It was just nose, and then, yep, that's the one. Because, but I already had something to go by.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because I saw that one dog, and it was like a magical moment where I'm like, I don't know why I'm like in love with this random person's dog right now.
Yeah, so it's gonna be the same feeling because you already know the feeling, so you don't really know what you don't need to know exactly what he's gonna look like because you know the feeling.
Right, okay. Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, you should be.
Does he have anything else to say for his dad? Because I feel like he might be taking it worse than I am.
What do you want to say to Dad? He says, I want to tell my daddy that I love you so much and I want you to see, and I don't want you to see me suffering in your head. That's interesting. Do you think Chad is going back to like those really bad memories of him suffering?
Probably.
Yeah. And I want you to know that you did a good job with me and you helped me and I needed your support physically and emotionally. I almost get the feeling that there's like this, like a maybe like a memory that Chaz has of like, of almost like Scoops not being able to stand or getting really nauseous and dizzy, and him having to
Yeah,
like
he was
catch
getting
him.
lots of seizures.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And so, like, I think Chad has a hard time getting that out of his head. And so, like, what will happen is, and you can tell Chad this too, is that what will happen is Scoops will come and he'll place like a good memory in his mind. But then our minds are so cruel to ourselves. And then we're like, no, but he suffered, right? Oh, I didn't wish I didn't have to see him like that. So then you have this beautiful moment, like where you're laughing, right? But then the mind is cruel and hijacks it and it brings you back to those bad memories that you have. And so then you've just lost connection. So I think where you can stand up in that laughter, Chad is having a super hard time of doing that, and he's back in those old memories. So you have to tell him to let go of those old memories and like remember that joy and see if he can stay elevated in that, and then he'll feel him more.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and then he says, "And I'm sorry that you're not with mommy anymore." but I know that in your heart you're a pure person and I want you to know I love you and that everything is going to be okay. You can feel me and I'll hang out with you and watch TV and watch you play games and I'm still your puppy always. Aww. Did Chad want to stay with you? Because it sounds like Chad's missing you too.
Oh, I don't know.
Because yeah, because
I'm the one who left.
yeah, because I kind of feel like that's also what Scoop means for him, is like the disconnection from you as well.
Yeah, because I'm the one who broke up with him.
Yeah, I can see that. So I think that's harder for Chad also. It's like he's mourning two relationships. He's mourning Scoop and the breaking up of you. Sweet. So sweet, right?
Yeah.
You know what's cool about you though, just to kind of point this out to you, Monica, which I notice, right? And I just think that it as humans, this is hard to do, just for any human. You are living in an elevated state of manifesting what you want. And that is so powerful. And like I can tell you don't second guess it. You just stay true to it. And that's really cool. Like anything is opened up to you because of that. Like
Well,
you.
I think Scoops helps me with that because I wanted so much to connect with him, and I knew he was in a higher vibration, so I tried so hard to elevate me with Scoops.
That's so cool. That's so cool. And so how did you learn that? Like to do that? How did you learn to do that? Like, did you hear it from my videos or did you just know it? Was it just something true to you?
I think it's just bits and pieces that, like, I've heard it and then
Yeah, you've
over
heard it from
time.
all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
And
so
then,
cool.
because I just didn't like the feeling of not being like that. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Monica, that's really cool. I talk to a lot of people and they get the concept of it, but it's hard for them to kind of live it. It's like, I mean, you doing it and hearing it from lots of places, like, I mean, you could do that with anything that you want. And like if you align yourself, aligning yourself with Scoop, but like you could align yourself with a new job or with a new home, or like, do you know what I mean? Like, you could do anything. The
Oh,
feeling
that's
of
awesome to
being,
hear.
yeah, like being
I think
rich.
this
I
just
mean,
recently happened because of Scoops. Like
yeah,
the
right.
like try to stay like that.
Yeah, that you learned it, but then now you know the frequency of Scoop, right? But like, let's say you wanted a new job or you wanted to be wealthy or you wanted to like, you just find it's like changing that radio dial. You just find those frequencies and tune yourself to those, and then it will come. Does
Yeah,
that
the
make sense?
only thing about Scoop coming back to me, I love it, but I want to make sure I'm able to be there for him and like and still have fun and do all the stuff we used to in his other last lifetime, you
Yeah, well,
know?
you will. You will. Because then that will happen when it's the right time for both of you to do that. So like if this is not the right time in your life, it will happen when it is the right time. Or like I had this client, both of his dogs said that they were coming back to him. And he calls me up one day, and this is many years ago, and he says, "Laura, I found them. They're back. But it's not the right time for me. Can you tell them to leave that body and go into another body? Like, come back later." Like, John, this one's on you. Like, what do you want me to tell you? That you found them. Like, it's all on you. And he ended up getting them, of course. Well, not of course, because I've known some that kind of let them go, but he ended up getting them, and he's like, of course, they lived out great lives with him, like a second time. And he was convinced it was them. And it worked out. It just worked.
Yeah. Tell Scoop, okay, tell Scoops to come back when we can have fun like we used to and go out and like have the I want to have the times for him.
He's like, Mom, of course.
Of course. That's the number one
Of
priority.
course, Mom. So cute. Oh my God, will you keep me posted?
Yeah, definitely.
I totally want to hear. I want to follow it up. I want you to follow up with me for sure.
Definitely.
I hate to do this, Monica, but I have to go already. It went by so fast.
All right. Oh, well, thank you. I'm
Oh
so
yeah,
excited.
you're welcome. I know, me too. And I'm like really impressed by you and proud of you. So super cool. Yeah, you're like totally on the
That
right track.
recorded?
Yeah, it's recorded, but you didn't buy the recording. So when I send you the notes, there'll be a little link to buy the recording. Just buy it and then I'll send it out to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I wanna.
Yeah, and I'll send you the notes too, so you have them.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. All right, Monica, keep me posted.
I will. I
Okay.
follow your YouTube and I'm always watching the
Oh, the
videos.
lies. Oh, cool. I'll look for you. I'll totally look. Thanks. So awesome. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something else, but it kind of. Oh, the wind is interesting. I wonder why we've been hearing the wind the whole time. Keep that in the back of your head too. Maybe wind has something to do with. I don't know if it has a meaning, but just kind of keep it in the back of your head.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
Thank
cool.
you. All right, bye.